buying art can be an enormous gamble for big-time collectors. This past May, an early Picasso sold for more than $100 million. It was an auction record. But for those kinds of big-ticket collectors, art is really just another kind of investment, like gold or pork bellies, only generally much longer term. Now, some artists may start seeing it the same way. A group of investment and art professionals has created a fund that will provide pensions to artists by holding those artists' artworks and then selling when the price is right. Dave Johns has the story.
Photographer and digital artist Anthony Goicolea is 33, but he looks like he's fresh out of high school. Many of his photos depict adolescents in groups, playing oddly deliberate games of dogpile on the steps of a church, or charging the camera with sticks and farm tools. What's unnerving is that the teens are all clones, images of the artist himself, stitched together digitally by computer.
I used makeups and wigs and costumes and lighting and stuff to sort of alter the way that I look, and so there's a bit of a separation, and then after a while I just see them as sort of like stand-ins or figures.
His works have been selling very well in galleries in the U.S., Europe, and Australia. But Goicolea says he's sometimes surprised by how little money ends up back in his pocket.
Once you get the money back, you're like, what happened? Where did that all go? Because you don't get much back after production costs, and then you split it with the gallery, and the collector gets a discount, and then the tax man comes. And you're like, okay. So it's sort of a funny business.
A funny business in which artists have gotten used to the idea that they rarely get back as much as they put in. But now some big names in the art world are trying to change that. The new Artist Pension Trust is a retirement program that promises long-term financial security to up-and-coming artists like Goicolea, one of the first artists selected. Participating artists contribute 20 works of art to the trust over a 20-year period. When the works are later sold, half the proceeds go into an artist's individual account, and the other half goes into a pool to be distributed evenly among all the artists in the trust. Pamela Auchincloss, the trust director, says it's a very safe investment.
The artist not only benefits from their own career track, but benefits from the collective accumulation of wealth and career success of the balance of their peer group. If they only have a kind of middle ground career, their wagon is hitched to 249 other artists right now. They're in a huge mutual fund.
Artist Pension Trust plans to set up a number of separate trusts, each one limited to 250 promising artists. Much like a pro football team, the success or failure of the venture largely hinges on drafting the right talent. The trust works with advisors who scout out the art schools, looking for gifted prospects. The man holding the clipboard is David Ross, the trust's president and former director of the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art and the Whitney Museum of American Art.
It will take a certain level of sophistication on every level, both in selecting the artists and how we manage and husband the works over those 15 to 20 years that we store the works, lend the works on their behalf, conserve the works. And then finally, when the works are brought to market, we have to apply an analogous level of expertise and creativity to try to extract all the value possible, again, on behalf of the artists.
Ross says he's confident his team of experts will know when to get in and out of the market. But Mike Moses, a professor of finance at NYU who studies art as an investment, warns the art market is hard to game.
In the 1950s and 60s, you could have bought an Andy Warhol or a Roy Lichtenstein for hundreds of dollars, and they now sell for millions of dollars. There was also a period of time, maybe 10 years after you bought them, that they could have sold for $50,000. And you might have said, gee, maybe I should bail out. So not only to be able to pick winners, but also to be able to pick the exact moment to sell is something that is a pretty difficult task.
Dan Galai is the financial wizard behind the trust. He's a professor of finance at Hebrew University, and he says his plan takes into account the uncertainties of the market.
Out of the 250, even if 1% will be successful, very successful, everybody will be a winner. At the end of the day, it's a matter of statistics.
Artist Anthony Goicolea admits he's no expert at finance. That's why he's glad to have people who really understand the business side of art looking out for him.
The idea of having a committee of people that are prominent in the art world that have a vested interest in your career and that help to promote it and help to keep it alive is sort of nice.
For Studio 360, I'm Dave Johns.
To find out more about the Artists Pension Trust, visit our website, studio360.org.